I was going to ask you, was there many people in the sheep business around here, or was it just people going through?
People going through, man. But my daddy, he don't have any brokers. It's not right. He said, boy, we go back in and find some cattle. They dig down through the brush. He said, Eddie, he had guts enough to go right in after them.
Yeah.
That's right. On them old sheep businesses, why? Oh, Huey Kerr. Remember him?
Yeah, remember my uncle, Ralph Kerr. His brother, yeah.
Anyway, they run cattle back, sheep back in them. Big band. Anyway, it was, I don't know how many of them bands, they'd come down and get their supplies in Somerville usually, you know, and take them back on early days. We'd have 6 or 8 pack horses, I imagine, and different ones. Anyway, that's where I got to farming. I had a bunch of peas one year. A lot of peas on the ground, and there were weeds and stuff too. Anyway, Huey Kerr, and he come down, and him and his Kemp Tedner. Anyway, they came down and wanted to rent the ground to put these sheep on. Maybe so much per head per day or something. I told him, okay. So we measured off what land I had, you know. And so next year I went to town or something. I come home. Here's the sheep was. He had the year before he figured out.
Was it? Did you didn't want him in there, though, huh?
Oh, yeah, that's all right.
It was okay.
It was okay, yeah. Anyway, he finally sold out and got it. Anyway, went to Portland, got drunk. Woke up, started leaving the Imperial Hotel, and they handed him a set of keys. That's for the Cadillac. He didn't even know he sold all his sheep, boy. He thought he was a millionaire. So he had come back to Denton and got married. I don't think that lasted very long. Anyway, he told me, he said, when I got back to home, he said, first thing I took a ride in that Cadillac was my sheep dogs. He said, they helped me make that money, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, so finally he lost everything he had. I think that woman got a lot of it, I don't know. Really don't know. But anyway, when they first came, I put a tent out here in the orchard, backwater in the house here out there. Anyway, here 2 or 3 days, his dad come over with a truck, broke the sheep and the bucks over.
Yeah.
His dad stayed here. He and the captain, they went down and got drunk for 3 or 4 days or a week. Anyway, the old man, God, he's a nice old fella.
Was he? I was going to ask you what he was like.
He was real. I never met this. His wife, somebody said she could cuss like it.
Oh, she could.
I never met her.
Yeah.
But anyway, while he was here, why the one was a lawyer. And
that's my uncle, Ralph.
Ralph, yeah. And George.
Yeah.
And there was another one.
Robert.
There was 3 of them.
Yeah.
They'll come here and visit with me while the old man was here. Anyway. So anyway, after old Huey went broke, I come in to work one night. Huey Curtin just called up. Said he was in jail with Brad and he hadn't had so much money to get out, $10 or something, $20, I don't remember. She said, what are you going to do? I said, who's going to pay me back? I said, oh, Huey never beat me out of a nickel in his life. He always, he might take his sheep out and be gone a few days, but eventually a check would come running. I said, he never beat me out of a nickel. I ain't going to leave him in jail, so. We went to town, got him out of jail, took him down. All he needed was a sandwich. So I bought him a train, put him on ticket on the train, I believe. Mm-hmm. And the train's there around the pedal. Oh, went along about 2 months maybe. Here coming. Letter from Huey. He wrote me a check.
Yeah, paid you back. Yeah.
Paid me back. Yeah. So anyway, then, next time I see him, anyway, I got up one morning. And by that time, one of the boys had bought that place out in North Elgin. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember which one that was. Anyway, he was going out there and he got my grand. Asked somebody if they knew me. And now they're going by here. So they hauled him out and dumped him off. He sat out there in the chair in the yard all night. I didn't know it. Now we sleep. Anyway, we now was he cooked our breakfast. I took him out to that place out north of Elton. And he was quite a Huey.
Yeah. You know, he just died here not too long ago.
Not too long ago, man.
Yeah, well, I was interested what you had to say about his dad, because I didn't know anything about him.
He was just real, he was real nice. Boy, I thought about him. He just as nice as old guys yet, and he was pretty old too, at that time.
Well, yeah, I've heard quite a few Huey stories, but I never met him. Never did meet him. But
yeah, he's a nice guy.
Well, I was talking. I asked you about sheep. Now, was there was there pig producers? Now, was there people that raised a lot of hogs or anything?
Almost everybody used to raise hogs. Yeah.
I read that, you know, before the turn of the century, that there was a big hog operation over around Reinhardt, and they made a lot of bacon and stuff for the miners in Idaho. Yeah, I was surprised at that, but
yeah, there used to be a lot of hogs in the country.
Well, did the farmers raise, did they usually raise hogs and cattle, or was just they raise hogs just for themselves?
Well, a lot of them raised both.
Yeah.
You know, I remember when I was a kid, if they had a good fence, where they'd cut their grain, you know, then they'd turn the hogs in and pick up it.
Different kind of hogs then, too. Big old fat hogs, weren't they?
Yeah,
big old
chunky
things with lots of fat. Well, when you guys got married, did you have the conveniences? Did you have a refrigerator then?
Oh, we got one not too long after we married. See, the lights just come this far, and Jokes have been ordered a refrigerator.
Yeah.
They got the refrigerator in, but Jokes didn't have no lights. So anyway, when they finally let us have it.
Yeah.
And he bought it and gave it to us.
Oh, they?
Yeah. Yeah, he found out about it. Bought it and gave it to us.
Well, it sounds like Hugh and Wayne and Anna were pretty nice people.
Oh, yeah, they were good people.
Yeah. Was it just, were they just kind of all... Was it almost like they were your parents almost?
Almost. I started working for them when I was about 10 years old, driving Derek on the header.
Yeah.
You know, had a team of horses and a cart. Pull up, raise it.
Yeah.
Big swings up, a whole load at a time, up on the stack.
Dad told me that's what he did when he was a kid, too, out there at Lad Canyon.
Yeah. And anyway, I was pretty young, I drove them for the team, and you had to back them up, you know.
Yeah.
Wait for another load to come in.
That probably wasn't too unusual, though, that a 10-year-old kid would be doing that, would it?
Oh, no.
No. Everybody worked pretty hard.
You know, the kids on the farm, they of course, when they haul hay, always had to drive Derek on the farm. You know.
Now, before you went off to war, did you work in the harvest then, too?
Huh?
Did you work in wheat harvest before you went in the service? Were they horse-drawn combines then?
No, at that time, my person had the first cabin that we had the narrow tractor.
Yeah. Would that had to, how many guys had to be on that combine to run it?
Three. Two on the combine.
A header puncher, a sack sower?
If they sold sacks, it took three.
Oh, wow.
But usually, they run into the boat.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
And that was the one you, in the wagon?
When I
hauled
the wagon.
Oh, I was thinking you were hauling sack grain, but that wasn't the way it was. Huh.
When you go to Edward, you have to wait to get into the warehouse. They break down, but you never know.
Was that warehouse still there? The one you went to?
Yeah, of course, that's right.
Is that the one? Okay, the one that Wagner's got now? Is that it?
No.
Or that one that was
south of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What, that old one Wagner, that was originally was a apple.
Oh, that was an apple
store. Yeah. He used to raise a lot of apples out there.
Clayton Fox showed me a picture, an aerial picture of that, of all them apples.
Apple orchards. Yeah. Way out north of him, clear to Alisal, right? Yeah.
Really, all the way to Alisal. Yeah. Did you ever work in that?
Oh, I picked a few fruit, not very many. I remember when I was just a kid, old Marshall, he lived in Denver. He had this orchard up above the folks up here. And so I and my brother, we went up there, my dad and my was picking apples. And we went up there just to see what's going on. Old Marshall, he was sorting these apples, you know. So as a kid, we just fits right in and help him sort apples. He said, God, he said, I'll just hire you kids if you want to work.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we, you know, knew what we was doing. So God, we sorted apples. He gave us 2 bits an hour, I think, or something like that. 10 cents an hour or something like that. Well, we thought we'd rich as hell. Anyway. But I never was too good at apple picker.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever want to do anything else? Did you just want to be a farmer, or did you ever have some dream that, like when you were a young man, that you thought you were gonna?
Oh, I don't know what I would like to.
Yeah, I mean, like you were a machinist. Did you ever have any?
No.
You never wanted to do that for a living.
Well, no, but when I come out of the Navy, my brother-in-law, he wanted me to go to work on them ferries up in Spokane or Seattle, and I always wonder if I wouldn't have been a lot better off if I did.
You might have, yeah. Of course, steam didn't last too much longer after that. They didn't have steam too much longer after that, though, did they?
Oh, quite a while.
Did they? Yeah. Did you work on the old steam engines for threshing and stuff when you were a kid? Did they use those?
Well, I didn't work on the engine when I was a kid. Why? When they come to thresh, why? Old Peter Arnoldus up there, he used to run the engine.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he'd work it. They'd burn slabs and engines off of these sawmills, you know.
Yeah.
He'd get you to break them things up so he could throw them in the firebox. See?
Yeah.
And us kids, we'd work our butt off to get to blow the whistle.
Yeah. Just to blow the whistle, huh?
Yeah.
Did just one guy own the engine, or did
Clay McGinnis had one, and then there was Simon Woodle had an outfit, and George McDonald up on Pumpkin Ridge.
Oh, really?
There was three outfits.
Yeah. And then they went from each farm to farm, huh?
Farm to farm.
Yeah.
Then later, they got smaller outfits and a gasoline truck turned around. Mm-hmm. And when they started raising grass, that's what they used.
Well, I noticed that didn't know Art. He bought a fairly new thresher, didn't he, in the early 50s. It's still sitting up there in that house.
Yeah.
Looks. I mean, it's not the paint eating the wore off of it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
No, Art bought. Him and Prestview kind of went in together on government. But anyway. They were back down there. He had an old machine, and I helped him a few years. Then I got to help Fred. Fred, he had grass. And so anyway, for a few years there, I'd go up and run the binders for Fred. Fred, he'd drive the tractor all the time, and I and Joe Scott, we'd change off on the binder and set the rigs out. And usually have women are shocking behind. And finally I got me an old binder.
think that old binder is still up there.
Well, probably is.
It's up there in that shed up there. There's an old binder up there.
Yeah. Oh, there was just binders everywhere, weren't they? When they finally started using the combine, they cut their grass.
What, do you remember, like, how much, say, for instance, you know, when you were first with that 6-foot Oliver you were talking about,
yeah,
how many acres a day could you cut? Do you remember?
Oh, about 10 acres.
About 10, yeah.
I imagine. Wasn't very many.
Yeah. Do you remember what kind of yields you got? How many bushels an acre you got?
Well, you got 50 bushels a year. You're
good.
Doing pretty good.
Yeah. But you weren't using fertilizer.
No fertilizer.
And no herbicides? I mean, you didn't have any sprays either, did you?
No.
Yeah.
No, we wanted to spray. We had more extra sprays to spray the thistles and the morning glory and stuff like that.
Well, if you had 50 bushels an acre and you didn't have any, but did you summer follow?
Yeah.
Oh, you that? Okay, yeah. That's what you
did. We used to raise 1 year of wheat and 1 year of barley, and then
yeah,
summer follow.
Oh, I see. So it's just, 2 out of 3 years.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that was a hard way to make a living, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
My mom talked about when on her dad's place, tarweed. Yeah, and so we were out there harvesting and that itchy old stuff, and there was nothing you could do about it. No.
Well, I started farming here, and Wayne, he bled a lot of this. Vets get.
Old vets, yeah.
Vets, boy, the field was full of vets. Then when I we pulled vets, acted out, oh God, got rid of all that damn vets.
Yeah. Was that stuff with the purple flower?
Purple flower. Why would I bought barber
engine in that? Yeah, I got a little bit here and there, but not very much.
Well, that's hard to pull off.
Cows like that stuff.
Huh?
Cows like that stuff.
Oh, the cows
yeah,
like it, yeah.
Well, so then that, let's see, if you were 70, you're up 90 now, right?
Huh?
You're 90 now.
90 now.
So you quit 15 years ago, so that would have been about, geez, that was in the 80s, right? 1980?
Yeah.
85.
Anyway, I think I've been farm long enough.
I think so. Did you ever have a tractor with a cab or anything?
Never did.
Was that case that you, that old case, that was your last tractor you
yeah,
used,
yeah,
right? Yeah, well, you gotta be like some of my old uncles and stuff. You ate a lot of dirt in your life, didn't you?
Them old diesel like that, nothing like that. Boy, that's noisy.
But your hearing's pretty good, though.
Huh?
Your hearing's pretty good for.
Well, it bothers me a little. Well, we see, don't think
we're just about done, though. We were just finishing up on. I didn't realize that he farmed until he was 75.
Okay.
Well, I think we're going to stop for today anyway. I think we got quite a bit. We got about 5 or 6 hours.